Good morning, everyone. Market analyst Stephen Daglian here with your morning report on Tuesday. Unfortunately, not much in the way of good news to report back because the American markets have just had their worst day in around 4 months. Both the Dow Jones and the S&P 500 down by 1.7%, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq did even worse, dropping back by 2.2%. But before we look at the reason for that and the catalyst, let's just have a look at how markets actually traded, because what we saw was quite an encouraging recovery in the final 30 to 45 minutes of the session. The market was actually down as much as 2.9% at one stage, and then actually bounced off those lows quite aggressively. So we only finished down, when I say only, by about 1.7%. Still obviously a very heavy decline, but if we had a 2.9% fall, that would have been the worst day in about a year. So at least that wasn't the case. Now, the catalyst, the reason for the pullback, seemed to be concerns with China's property market, specifically a company called Evergrande, which is the second largest property developer in China. And the concerns are surrounding its debt worries at the moment. It has around $300 billion of debt. It has some interest repayments which are due at the end of this week. And there are also questions being asked of whether or not Beijing would actually step in to save the day, especially considering it's been focused on trying to reduce excess borrowing at the moment too. So that's just an area of concern and a reason why that actually rubbed off onto markets across the US and also globally. So we had the US market on the S&P 500 specifically, losses across the board, all 11 sectors were down, 450 of the 500 stocks there actually finished in negative territory. So one of the worst performers was Caterpillar, which fell about 4.5%. It sells plenty of heavy equipment into China. It makes about a quarter of its sales actually across that that region. So it came under pressure, as did the banks and financials. That was off the back of a drop in the bond yields there. So that tends to be a negative for margins. So we had companies like Morgan Stanley, Blackstone, Citi, and many of the others under pressure as well. Also tech stocks underwhelmed, with Apple, Facebook, Amazon and Microsoft finding themselves in the red too. Now, there were some winners. We had a bit of a flight to safety, so that basically saw certain assets doing well. We actually had the US dollar jumping, we had the Japanese yen improving, gold prices were up, and also bond prices were up as well. This is just generally places where some investors place their money when there are concerns and uncertainty in markets. Also, travel stocks actually dominated the winners list on the S&P 500. Companies like American Airlines, which is the world's largest airline as far as fleet is concerned, it rose about 3%. Delta, United Airlines, Southwest Airlines all jumped. And that coincided with news of the Biden administration's new travel policy, where passengers who are fully vaccinated against COVID will be able to fly out of the US, to the US from anywhere in the world from November. So that really provided a bit of buying support in that space as well. Now, looking forward to our market, unfortunately, there's not too much to look forward to as far as good news, because SPY futures are pointing to a drop at the moment of around that 95-point mark. That's a drop of around 1.3% for our market if it ends up being the case. So that would make it three straight days of declines. It follows a 2.1% fall for our market yesterday, though. So that's important to keep in mind. There is always a chance that markets perhaps don't do as badly as SPY futures are pointing to, especially considering how bad yesterday was for us. We had the worst day in around 7 months. We also hit a two-month low, and that means that the market's already down about 3.8% in September. So unless there's some type of minor miracle in the next 8 trading days that are left in September, it looks like that 11-month winning streak certainly is in jeopardy at the moment. Now, looking forward to today as far as some of the positives, I guess, is a dividend, plenty of dividends being paid out. Over $8 billion are set to be distributed today. Most of that's from BHP, but we also have Santos, Oil Search, and a few other smaller players doing the same. The Reserve Bank board minutes will receive plenty of attention today on the economic front, but we also have a CBA report on household spending intentions and a weekly report on consumer confidence as well. And I should quickly touch on commodity prices too, because it wasn't too pretty last night, yesterday, especially iron ore, which dropped by 6.7%. Now, this is a 16-month low for the iron ore price, already fell more than 20% last week, and it means that the iron ore price has now declined by about $139 per ton, or close to 60%. From the highs hit back on the 14th of May. But the commodities, keep in mind too that while that is a significant significant decline. We've already seen some of the major miners doing very poorly on the market this month. Fortescue, for example, is already down 30% in September. The Aussie dollar finally is softer as well at around 72.5 US.